بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. Points of Hajj and rulings on Hajj continue, inshallah ta'ala. And in this class, we will talk about the meaning of Al-Hajj al-Mabrur. What is the meaning of Al-Mabrur? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Wal-Hajj al-Mabrur laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-Jannah." The reward for a Hajj Mabrur is nothing less than paradise. And this is an agreed upon hadith. Mabrur means free from sins, transforming the status of the person such that his state after performing the Hajj is better than that before it. And such level of Hajj is attainable by Allah's leave with piety and uprightness according to the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and therefore it is rewarded by Allah the Most High. And this Hajj, which is Mabrur, is the one free from sins, and it cannot be Mabrur unless it combines five descriptions. Number one, it must be sincere for Allah, without show off, and not to seek any kind of status or title. Like, for example, a person goes for Hajj so that he attains the title Hajj, and people start calling him Hajj such and such. Hajj Ahmed, Hajj Muhammad, Hajj Hassan, you name it. Second, for the Hajj to be Mabrur, it must be in accordance with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's way, because it is a worship. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam specifically even addressed Hajj by saying, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Khudu anni manasikakum," take from me your rituals, meaning for Hajj. Take from me your rituals. Khudu anni manasikakum. Thirdly, the person should carry on, execute in Hajj, the general obligations. Should execute the general obligations like purity, salat, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong, as well as the specific obligations. As well as the specific obligations like staying at Arafah, Muzdalifah, Mina, stoning, circulating of the Kaaba, etc. These are the particular or specific obligations of Hajj. So therefore the third condition is that the person should carry on and execute the general obligations as well as the specific obligations of Hajj. And for the Hajj to be Mabrur, the person must abstain from the general prohibitions. The person must abstain from the general prohibitions, like lying, cheating, stealing, smoking, etc. As well as the specific prohibitions. So the person must abstain from the general prohibitions as well as the specific prohibitions, like the prohibitions regarding the state of ihram, avoiding perfume, having sexual advances and intercourse, game hunting, etc. All of these must be avoided. The person must abstain from the general prohibitions as well as the specific prohibitions. The fifth quality is that his Hajj must utilize lawful means. His Hajj must utilize lawful means. So if he uses unlawful means, then his Hajj is not mabrur. Then his Hajj is not mabrur. Whether these unlawful means are taking unjustly, taking wealth unjustly, or cheating, or stealing, or something which he may earn unlawfully, like you by way of usury, etc. And we answered earlier the question is the question as to whether a Hajj done using unlawful wealth, whether the Hajj is correct or not, and that this, according to one opinion, is not valid, and the person must make tawbah and repeat and redo the Hajj using lawful means. And the other opinion, and this is the preponderating opinion, that his Hajj is valid, but he is sinful. Why? Because the wealth, the money, is not a condition for the validity of the Hajj. And that these unlawful things, like taking unjustly or usury or cheating, are general prohibitions, not particular to Hajj, not particular to Hajj. And the worship is not invalid unless the prohibition is particular to it. And remember this point of benefit. A prohibition, a worship is not invalid unless the prohibition is particular to it. The second point is the Hajj, or must the Hajj be done promptly? Must the Hajj be done promptly, without delay, or at ease? The first opinion is that it must be done promptly, without delay, when the person fulfills the conditions. Because of the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 97. قال الله تعالى وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ in Surah Al-Imran, verse 97. And Hajj to the house is a duty that mankind owes to Allah. The second, the evidence from the hadith of Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْحَجَّ فَحَجُّوا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْحَجَّ فَحَجُّوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained upon you Hajj, so make Hajj. And also, in origin, in principle, the command is to be executed promptly. Also, the person does not know what may happen to him. A person may be at one point able to execute the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, and in the future he may not be able to do that. Also, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands that we should hasten to do the good, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, hasten to do the good, and delaying is in opposition to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded. This is the first opinion. The second opinion, it is said that it is to be done at ease. It is said that it's to be done at ease. And they based it upon the following. Number one, they used rationale relating Hajj timing to Salah, saying Salah's time is specified, but the person may do the Salah in the beginning of its prescribed time, or if he wills, he can delay it, and it's acceptable from him if he delays it within the prescribed time. And they said the lifespan of a person is his time, is a time for Hajj, and therefore if he makes the Hajj in the beginning of his at a certain early stage of his life, or he may delay it to a later time. This is their first rationalistic, or this is the rationalistic point they used. The second, they said that Allah ordained Al-Hajj and Umrah in the sixth year after Hijrah, because Allah stated in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 196 also, Allah stated in this verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قال تعالى وأتم الحج والعمرة لله وأتم الحج والعمرة لله. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and in this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states what means, and perform properly the Hajj and Umrah for Allah. And that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not do the Hajj until the 10th year. He did it in the 10th year, so there was a delay. The answer to these two points is as follows. A person's lifespan is a time for Hajj. This is correct. However, who can guarantee to stay to the next year? As to the point of Salah, its time is short, and that's why it is accommodating in terms of when to perform it within this short time. This is the response to the first point. Second, responding to the second point, the correct opinion is that the Hajj was ordained in the ninth year after Hijrah. The Hajj was ordained in the ninth year after Hijrah. Also, using the verse 2:196 from Surah Al-Baqarah, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ, and perform properly the Hajj and Umrah for Allah. The use of this verse in as an evidence is questionable, is incorrect, because this is not a command to do the Hajj and Umrah, to initiate, but it is a command to complete. But it is a command to complete it, not to initiate. And there is a difference between the two. And therefore, the correct opinion is that Hajj is to be done promptly. When the person fulfills the conditions for Hajj, he should do that without delay. This is the correct opinion. Now comes the question, if this is the correct opinion and Hajj is to be done promptly, why didn't the Prophet ﷺ did not do the Hajj in the 9th year, but rather in the 10th year after Hijrah? The answer from two angles. Number one, in that year, too many delegations came to the Prophet ﷺ, to the extent that year was known as Sanatul Wufud, the year of delegations. And receiving the Muslims to teach them their deen is an important matter. Rather, we can say it is incumbent upon the Messenger ﷺ to propagate and to proclaim. Second, it was expected that the mushriks will perform the Hajj. It was expected that the mushriks will perform the Hajj in the same year, in the 9th year, as it really occurred. So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to delay so that the Hajj becomes particular to the Muslims. And this is exactly what happened. In the 9th year after Hijrah, it was proclaimed that no mushrik shall perform the Hajj and circulate the Kaaba naked. And people used to do that. The mushriks used to come and perform the Hajj naked. And therefore the Prophet ﷺ did not want to do that during that year. From these two angles, therefore, the issue is clear, alhamdulillah, as to why the Prophet ﷺ did not perform the Hajj in the 10th or in the 9th year, but in the 10th year. This brings, therefore, the end to our time for tonight concerning the points of benefits and rulings on Hajj. And we cover 2 points: the meaning of Al-Hajj al-Mabrur, what is Mabrur? And this is because this is very important, because the Prophet ﷺ said, والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة, and the reward for the Hajj, Mabrur Hajj, is nothing less than paradise. And we explained the meaning of Mabrur and its conditions. And also we talked about whether Hajj is to be done promptly or at ease. And the correct opinion is that it is to be done promptly. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.